encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So James, you tell me that today you want to start with a riddle.
That's right. Here it is. What is the spiritual gift that isn't?
So what do you mean that it isn't actually a spiritual gift?
That's right.
So it's something that people think is a spiritual gift, but it actually really isn't. So what are some of the spiritual gifts listed in Scripture? 1 Corinthians 12 mentions what? Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, prophecy, discernment, tongues, etc.
Right. And Romans 12, that's the other big one, mentions teaching, serving, encouraging, giving, administration, mercy. And here's the point. There's something that's often called a spiritual gift, and I think this will really surprise our listeners, that isn't listed among any of the passages that talk about these gifts from Scripture. So what do you think that might be?
Well, I know you pretty good, and this program's about prayer, so I'm going to have to say, prayer isn't listed among the spiritual gifts in Scripture. Is that right?
Ding, 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 ding. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. But, I mean, that could surprise you, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah, it could, because you do hear prayer mentioned as a spiritual gift all the time. I mean, and when you hear it, it's usually someone saying, well, I don't have the gift of prayer.
Right. Or, we need our gifted intercessors, that kind of thing. And this is where we have to stay so close to Scripture, because there's a truth here that's really important. If people believe incorrectly that prayer or intercession is one of the spiritual gifts listed in Scripture, and then they understand correctly that God gives some spiritual gifts to some and not to others, then they can feel that perhaps maybe they get a pass when it comes to prayer, or it's not their thing. And now add to that the truth that prayer isn't always easy, that it costs us something, and that it's something we kind of learn and grow into. And you'll find that sometimes believing it's a spiritual gift can cause some believers to quit before they even get started.
Wow, I'm afraid that's true. I mean, if you don't feel you have the gift, you just may not go there.
That's exactly right. And this is really a double-edged sword, because it can also be a foothold for spiritual pride. And I don't want to offend anyone in this, but think about it this way. Our adversary, the devil, often gets in there, in those places where we're doing things right, and can have us take pride in ourselves, a little like Saturday Night Live's church lady, if you're going to want to go way back, aren't you special kind of thing. we can take pride in our strengths, like the Pharisee who prayed, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like others, but actually, when we do that, we're as far from God as you can imagine. And what happens then? Your emphasis starts to be on yourself instead of on God, and that never ends well.
No, it doesn't. I've certainly been there, maybe earlier today.
You and me both. The point is that all of this is the enemy's strategy to keep us from praying. And think of William Cooper's words, and Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. So if he can actually tell you don't have the spiritual gift of prayer, which actually nobody has, if you look at the spiritual gifts carefully, because you don't have it, why bother? And even if you love to pray, he can shift the emphasis back on yourself. Well, aren't I a prayer warrior kind of thing, So So this is where we have to think biblically about prayer and recognize that God simply wants every believer to pray. And it doesn't matter if you're quote-unquote good at it or not. Your Heavenly Father just wants to hear from you because he loves you, and there's incredible good that you can accomplish through your prayers in going to him.
Yeah, that's helpful, and that resonates with what God's Word tells us in Galatians 4, that God has sent his Spirit into our hearts to prompt us to call out, Abba, Father. I mean, that's prayer right there. You could say it's really the birthright of every believer.
Oh, I love that. That is, yeah, that's exactly right. It's more than a spiritual gift. As vital as those are, this is our inheritance. This is our identity. It's part of what it means to be a believer in Jesus and a child of God. That's why, you know, if you say, oh, yeah, I'm a devout believer, but I really don't pray, then, that's a bad place. I mean, the truth is we get to pray, and this is expressive of our relationship with him. And, of course, we all grow in this. We need to grow in it daily, and that's the work of God's Spirit. Because you cannot remove prayer from your relationship with God. You cannot have a relationship without communication.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, how, you know, we're always growing in our relationship with God.
Yes, and as you grow in that relationship, you also grow in prayer. So it isn't a matter of, you know, oh man, I guess I have to pray. It's like this whole wide country opening out before us, where there are adventures waiting, great things ahead. God is standing in front of us. He's holding out his hand and welcoming us, and he's beckoning us to follow him in this adventure of prayer.
Yeah, I like that. And I like the fact that I can start right where I am. I don't have to be, quote unquote, a prayer warrior to realize and to pray. I can just be a child of God. And the more I realize that's what I really am, I mean, the more it makes me want to pray.
Exactly. That's the whole idea. And I just want to encourage our listeners today, you can do this. Your prayers matter so much to God. It doesn't matter how you sound or if you feel you're not any good at it. It's not a matter of being good at it. It's a matter of being loved and being in a relationship with him. And God loves you and wants to hear from you so much every day throughout the day. And he will bless you and bless others as you pray.
Wow, thanks, James. Well, let me pray to wrap things up with a prayer right now. Jesus, I'm reminded of how I'd love to hear from my grandkids, even though they don't speak all that well. Their hearts are such Amen. A delight. And I just pray that you would help us to be your kids and your grandkids, however that looks, that we would just open our hearts and move in closer to you, and especially in this hour where we so desperately need comfort and we need light from you, that we could help light the darkness out there. Lord, I thank you that we have this inheritance, this birthright, because we're your kids. And so help us to talk. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.